Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Monday, March, whatever. I lost track already.
It's the 30th year, 2020, right. Year of our Lord.
Yeah, doing a good job, too. Where are we at here? I'm trying to. Oh, there's one more day in March, right? I didn't realize that. It's March 31st. Got it. Okay. All right, we're in the bunker. Until the end of April, at least, I think longer. But, you know, I'm not an expert. Craig, are you an expert? You know how to read, though. You know how to get through the facts.
On what?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I guess it doesn't matter what you would answer that. No, the answer would be no. Yeah.
I can check the email and my Facebook news feed and find you all kinds of experts.
Yeah, I saw somebody. Stop the, you dumbasses out there, stop comparing this to the regular flu, please, because you sound really dumb. Hi, Craig. How was your weekend, man?
Would you believe uneventful?
Did you go to that the drive-through zoo?
No.
Okay, there's a drive-through zoo in our town, in our city, about down the road between Omaha and Lincoln, and it's a cool place. But Saturday morning, since it was, you sit in your car and you can't, and there's an area back. When the kids were small, we used to go through this place, the Wildlife Safari. And we used to get out of the car. At one section, you walk out of the car and walk through these bridges and see cages of fire. I don't know, whatever. I forget which.
And taunt the buffalo.
But you can't get out. You can't get out of the car on
you
this.
Always
now.
Taunt the
now,
buffalo.
You can't get out of the car at all now. So apparently, the line was on the interstate on Saturday,
and yesterday.
And yesterday, we had some our neighbors. She's a young daughter. They went like early yesterday morning and got through. But yeah, I saw that line on the news and some Facebook stuff. And I know you were planning on taking
We ended up going for a walk.
All right, that's good.
The pictures that we saw, apparently, you know, of a traffic jam way back on the interstate also involved an accident.
It was all the way back to the interstate. The line for the zoo. Yeah,
but I talked to some neighbors. Yesterday morning early, and there was not a line.
My wife woke up Saturday morning and asked the kids, who once again are 15 and 17, so I'm thinking, they're going to say no. This is great. And they said no. So I was so happy. I was so happy because I'm not going to be sitting. Then I realized when I heard about the traffic jam, I'm thinking, oh.
Were you standing behind the wife giving him the throat
slash? There was no way in hell they're going to say yes, so I didn't have to move off the couch.
Like flashing $20 bills?
No.
I'll pay you.
No
I'll
way
pay
in
you
hell.
To say no.
No, they're not there. They're beyond being interested in stuff like that, so they said no. When they were younger, they loved it, but yeah, they grew out of it, which is cool. It's a nice place for kids, little kids and stuff. Did you go, Puss?
It's a nice place
for
anything.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. I've actually never been to that.
Well, go once.
But not right now. But not right now.
And man, well, yeah,
now's not the time.
I'm sure today's fine.
Craig, we have a quandary here. I mean, I realize we're going to keep doing this, but I just turned on the... There's a lot of famous people dying of coronavirus.
Okay.
Yeah. I know they're still dying, and the Deadpool depresses me, man. But they died of other things before, so I guess we got to keep going. Anybody have Joe Diffie?
I didn't look.
Anybody have, you said people, John Prine's in bad shape.
Four people have him.
Yeah, he was in bad shape before this. Some CBS, nobody would have a CBS reporter. Nobody's going to know who has this thing until after it's over, obviously.
Right. I didn't even look for her.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. She was only 54. But was anybody else famous that didn't die? They got hits? Any hits this weekend?
No.
Okay. All right. So, Craig, I was talking to our neighbor who knows you have the Deadpool, but him and his buddies were in a Deadpool together, and then I had forgotten. Remember the Purdue guy, the hassle we had with that Purdue kid? Remember, because you didn't want him to be famous?
Yeah, the cancer kid.
And oh, yeah.
He died on the 1st of January, which I had forgotten. And these guys, about five or six of them, they had their own Deadpool going. And they had to get their list together on January. And he goes, he wanted to ask me the question. He'd forgotten that we had him. And he goes, so that year on December 31st, we all get our list together. And then the next day, one of those guys had him. And the rest of them were pissed off saying he wasn't famous.
Right.
So they all just like quit because the guy wanted to hit. And I said, Craig hated that guy was famous. And I said, Craig is the decider on the Deadpool. But I don't know if... And I said, yeah, I think you eventually gave that one that year because...
Yeah, because I didn't want to hear about it from the rest of you. He's famous. Everybody heard of him.
He was famous in the U.S. for a little short time, period of time, but I remember that.
So, but apparently, just the right
apparently,
time.
Apparently a lot of people were having trouble.
It wasn't his fault that it was a short period of time he was famous. I mean, seriously.
Well, he wouldn't have been famous unless he was dying, puss, so it had to be a short period of time. Right.
But still, I mean, he was known.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, the country legend, Joe Diffie.
Joe Diffie.
As he's referred to.
Yeah. What was his big hit? What was?
Pickup Man, Third Rock from the Sun, and If the Devil Danced, it says here.
Okay. All right. How many people had him? Well, nobody. Right. Sorry.
Nary a one.
How old was he, man?
61.
He was only 61?
Yeah.
Nary a one?
Yep.
You don't hear Nary much. You bringing that back this year? Nary?
Not on purpose.
All right, we'll take it, though.
Comes up every once in a while.
Craig doesn't say Nary, though.
I say it once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Craig does, too.
Nary a one.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Todd's still working on bringing back Sagacious.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
There was another death to report, and I didn't look to see if anybody had him. But he was 69, and also from complications of the coronavirus. Alan Merrill.
Yeah, we were talking about I talked about him a little bit before the break. He wrote I Love Rock and Roll. His band was called The Arrows in the mid-70s. He played with a bunch of people, wrote a bunch of songs. And I was telling the story that how I clicked on a piece on him yesterday on the internet because I remember The Arrows' version of I Love Rock and Roll. They were a British band, although he was an American guy. From 74 to 77, he wrote the song, and then, of course, it didn't go anywhere. Nobody picked it up. And he said when Joan Jett did it, And then, of course, he mentioned Miley Cyrus and also Britney Spears did it, and there's a bunch of other people that did it. But Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, they sold millions also, like Joan Jett did. And they were saying, people always ask him if he's mad that he didn't get a hit. He goes, yeah, what are you talking about? He goes, I wouldn't be living in this Upper East Side apartment in New York City if I didn't have this song, I'd be homeless, he said. You got the song, his version?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, play their version,
make
sure. Yeah, this is it.
I saw her dancing there by the record machine.
It's a great video. There's three dudes, bell bottoms, David Cassidy hair, mid-70s. It's pretty cool.
And I could tell it wouldn't be long. She was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long. She was with me. Yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll.
Yeah, so she just jazzed it up a little more than that. A little harder, but still.
I'm not familiar with the Britney Spears version.
Well, they played a little clip on this little piece I was watching.
Yeah.
And it rocked a little bit for her, Had guitar in it and everything.
Did anybody have the Grim Sleeper, Craig?
I saw that.
No.
Serial
killer. I did
killer,
look that one up.
Lonnie Franklin Jr. found dead in his, he was getting ready to, they were going to execute him, right?
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's California, though, right?
Right.
So they don't have the, they don't, I guess,
keep. Or do they?
Mm-mm. Well, they're not there. No, they don't.
Says he was awaiting execution.
Well, they pulled the moratorium, maybe, but they still haven't killed anybody out there. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, well, in this case, they didn't have to. Right. And I believe it was a non-corona related.
Was it really?
Okay. Right.
But the Grim Sleeper, he's dead now.
Mr. Skin later on, Pete Lee. He's going to tell us about his scare. He actually was in the hospital. Not the hospital, went to the doctor, right? You said, Puss?
Yeah, yeah. Him and Jamie, they thought they had it. They got tested, finally got results yesterday after 10 days and didn't. But out of long experience, they're still quarantined in L.A.
Yeah. And the president extending the White House's social distancing recommendations, now extended until April 30th.
Nobody's going to listen to him anyway. The governors are in charge of that. I did see an interview on CNN, a clip of CNN. Jake Tapper was on with our governor, Ricketts. And when people do the right things, and Ricketts is doing the right thing in our state. We don't like the guy, but he's doing the right thing. The problem is that even when Republican governors do the right thing, a lot of them are, they won't call out the guy that's telling them to do the wrong thing. They're afraid to go there. So they asked Ricketts if it was a hoax. And he just moved on to the next. He just couldn't say.
Non-answer?
Right. It was one of those non-answers that people do that say, because they don't want to piss off their dear leader. And that's how
isn't
they
isn't that wild that they that, refuse to say
that's how
anything?
They answered. That's how they answered. I saw a couple other famous Republican people out there that are actually doing the right thing, know it's serious, but when faced with the crap that we're hearing from the orange guy, they won't mention his name, and they'll just move on to the next question. Even when it's life or death, they don't question.
Yeah.
And stop the cult email. We're not paying attention. We're not reading it. It's a whole different time.
In New York City, the mayor there says that people who break social distancing rules can now be ticketed and fined up to $500.
Good.
Last resort, but if necessary, they say that they will go to that.
Wrap the ticket in a rock and throw it to them 10 feet away.
Probably.
There you go, dude. Because cops are getting infected in New York City, about, 10% of them? Pretty high, I know that.
Yeah, more than we want.
Yeah.
So we got to get our letters laminated in the event that happens?
I guess.
And out here, it's going to happen everywhere, eventually. Nobody's safe.
No, it'll work its way in.
Yes, it will. Yeah.
And then finally,
and to red states too, by the way.
Someone
yes,
will be affected by it, and then it might hit home.
Oh yeah, no.
There was a story out of West Peoria, Illinois.
That's the middle of the country.
The Green Door Video Erotic Boutique.
All right, behind the Green Door
has now closed completely. According to the Peoria County Sheriff's Office, they didn't want to. The business's Facebook page includes posts declaring a right to stay open as a curbside service during the state's stay-at-home order.
So you pull up and they hand you your magazine?
And your vibrator. You can probably get a vibrator there.
Need a dildo quick. Stat.
Tell me that stuck to the tape.
I think it did. I think it did, Craig. Yes.
A post said the Green Door has not closed its doors in over 40 years.
Yeah, well. Throw in a nice little red teddy if you could.
In the event of a national pandemic, we do not fall under the blanket of essential business, but just because the doors are locked does not mean we're still not available. If you need something from us and you know exactly what it is.
What is semen?
Give us a call and we will do what the restaurants are doing and bring it out to your car.
What is wax off?
Yeah, I haven't left the house, so I don't know if the neighborhood Adam and Eve sex store is open. I'm guessing not.
Another post read, the Green Door will continue to be open as we are part of the fundamental building blocks that keeps our society safe and steady.
I suppose I could get some lube at the Walgreens, huh?
There was
I just need some lube.
Now, the reason they said they could stay open is because they had some FDA-approved and doctor-prescribed products. They thought their loophole. This was not true.
What would that be? Oh, it would be a lie.
That would be an incorrect interpretation of the rule.
I mentioned that hand sanitizer is a great lube, apparently, in our city.
No, it's not.
Well, no, I mentioned that because apparently in our city, they got a couple knocking it out in a public laundromat somewhere. Too bad you didn't want none. Mm. Omaha Scanner is a Twitter we follow. And I shared that and said, well, you know, hand sanitizer is a great lube. Hope nobody took that seriously. It's not. That'll burn, probably.
That'll hurt.
Yeah.
That'll hurt a lot.
Puss will tell you that. He just did. Yeah. Running out of hand sanitizer. You know, well, if you're running out of lube, don't use hand sanitizer.
Well, just think how much it hurts when you get it in a little tiny paper cut on your hand.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Multiply that.
All right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At Liberty Bibbidi.
Liberty Bibbidi Bibbidi. The college, you mean?
Yeah.
Liberty,
yeah,
I know. I keep saying that.
University.
I hate to, because the actual, the company that does the insurance there are probably good, upstanding people. And Falwell Jr.'s not.
Forget it. We'll overdub it.
I'd still like calling them Liberty Bibbidi. Yeah, I can't say the word Liberty. It's ruined forever.
Yeah.
It's ruined forever. Give me Liberty Bibbidi, you're going to be death. You know, that's going to come out the rest. All that's going to come out.
Yeah. So they welcome back their students here at Liberty University,
yeah,
despite the growing concern of the coronavirus.
This guy,
the New York Times, reported that now nearly a half dozen students are reported sick with the COVID-19 symptoms. Three sent to a local hospital for testing.
So Falwell Jr.
Another
Jesus
eight told
didn't
to self-isolate.
Him. This is the guy that called it a hoax to get Trump out of office. As recently as the last week. Falwell Jr. said that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still gathering at the mega churches too.
I saw that. That should not
all of
that
them.
Should not be a loophole.
Not many of
that
them.
That should not be a loophole. Well, one is enough.
Is it a loophole, or are they just breaking the law?
I read there's a loophole in certain states that allows religious groups to get together, which makes no sense.
Well, that's just dumb.
I know. Well, I know. You got Jesus. He's the South. You got to do it. You know.
I did see on Twitter somebody referred to him yesterday as the Branch Covidians.
Wow. That makes problem is they go out and maybe associate the people that aren't in the Branch Covidians. They go to the Walmarts.
Yeah.
They go to the Targets.
Yeah.
According to a recent survey of 2,000 Americans.
Branch Covidians. That's funny.
I like that. 62% of us said that they would hesitate to get involved with someone who had a favorite sleep situation that was different than their own. What does that mean?
Something radical?
Maybe the TV on or off.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Hot or cold in the bedroom.
Well, that's...
Or they like to take a nap.
You can always wear more blankets. You can't
their partner
take
doesn't.
More blankets off. So
bingo.
Okay.
So.
Well, seeing that's the thing. Some people just differ. And as being the guy who's always told to put another layer on because he's too cold,
right.
I am sick and freaking tired of hearing that.
Well, this room is hot as hell, and we're here in here more than you are. So, and it's still hot, too hot in here for me. Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Wear a sweat.
Any
sweatshirt on?
Thank you.
Yeah, you got a sweatshirt.
Didn't I just tell you I was sick and tired of hearing that?
I'll put a sweatshirt on. We're not sleeping together. Relax. We're not.
Just because, I just said that.
Just because you're tired of hearing it doesn't mean he's wrong.
Thank you, Puss.
Right. And I wasn't complaining about it being in here either.
Oh, as yeah. As he pulls his sleeves up.
Because you're, well, you're, you are come your forearms here? Hot? Your forearms yeah. hot?
No, Craig comes here for a little respite, but he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
So I assume he's getting that at home, too.
God. 62% of us said that we would hesitate to get involved with someone who had a favorite sleep situation that was different from our own. 42% of us like a warm bedroom. 44% of us like it more chilly. 43% like the window open. 40% want all the windows shut.
Yeah, Christy and I differ a little there. I just soon not hear the noise.
Yeah. That's what it is with me, with the windows. I don't care about the air coming in. Yeah. Sometimes that's nice in the spring and the fall, yeah. but it's the noise.
And it gets a little too cool. I know it's supposed to be better to
put an extra blanket on it. No, you do sleep better in the cold weather. Yeah. That's a fact.
Cool room, warm bed.
I mean, crawling out of the bed sucks when it's cold. I get it. But being in it and you sleep
yeah,
better.
But, you know, the top of my head has to be exposed.
So it doesn't. No, I tell you, I sleep with the blankets up over my head.
Do you?
I can't. Oh, absolutely.
Well, I do that because the ghosts are in the room. You
I
know?
Can't do that.
I pull it with my eyes so I don't see any ghosts or any monsters and have my mouth sticking out the cupboard. I still do that once in a while when I have a bad nightmare.
I'll kind of leave a little tunnel between my nose and the outside so the fresh air can come in.
That could be a deadly fart, though. You're there already when it happens.
Oh, I've woken myself up. That's happened before.
Yeah, but your head isn't as cold as the rest of your body. You know, wear a beanie to bed or something like that.
I suppose.
Yeah. Well, don't you sleep with your cap? We all sleep with caps on.
Well, every time
me and my cap.
Every time you read those articles about sleeping conditions, they always say like between like 65 and 68 is the ideal.
And if it's 68, it's way too hot for me. It's got to be low 60s for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I find it easier.
I sweat, man.
To fall asleep when it's warm.
It's no wonder.
That's what keeps me up is being too hot.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, no, not at
all. See, it sounds like the four of us, if we were...
Sleep with Todd.
We could not share a room.
I could
sleep
with
Todd. That's why we just have sex. You don't
by
sleep.
Could, you mean right. have, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Craig and I would just share a room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could be warm.
We'll take the warm room. You two could take the cool room.
Exactly.
Well, anywhere Tyler's at is the cool room.
Other people...
Thank you, puss.
Other people...
That helps you. That helps the listener. Emailers love that bit.
Prefer a softer mattress. Cool. Other people's like a firmer mattress. Some people want the TV on. 42% of us want the TV on to sleep. 58% of us don't like that noise.
No, I lived with that TV on situation for a long time. I didn't particularly care for it. Christy doesn't like the TV on.
No, I turn it off.
Which is best.
My wife used to like to have a fan on.
Yeah, well, we have a
year
fan.
Round.
Yeah, well, we don't do it year round.
I understand a little white noise.
No, yeah. It's not even the noise for me. It's to keep the room even cooler.
But we got a ceiling fan.
Yeah,
so that's enough.
That'll work. Yeah.
Yeah, she used to like to sleep with a fan on and occasionally fall asleep with the TV on. I'm like, how about just dark and quiet?
Did you win that battle eventually?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I did.
So over 60% of us said that we'd hesitate to get involved with someone who had a favorite sleep situation that was different from our own.
You put up with anything right away because it's a new thing, you know.
Well, yeah, but then you figure that out. That's one of the reasons to have sex beforehand, marriage.
Well, sleep, actually, and fall asleep then.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah, to test out the old sleep situation.
The average person endures 26 sleepless nights to accommodate their loved one's needs. Among respondents who live with a partner with a different sleep need. That's a lot of nights. Not
yeah,
any
the
sleep.
Other one is somebody who wants to sleep close together.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that either.
Yeah, like I think the first night we ever slept in the same bed, she's like, yeah, I don't like to sleep. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
I remember.
Not a cuddler?
Brand new relationship with your arm underneath their arm. And brand new relationships, she'll do that, but that's stupid afterwards. Your arm falls asleep.
That's TV movie stuff. Yeah. Nobody sleeps like that.
Yeah. Well, the dogs have fixed that. There's no more cuddling at home.
You cuddle the dog.
A dog wants to get in between there.
Well, there might be some cuddling afterwards, but then it's just that's enough. Yeah, Let's go to bed. Yeah. Let's go to sleep.
Roll off, thanks.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah.
Plus, we have the adjustable bed, so it's two separate mattresses.
Yep, we have that, too.
Yeah, and nobody wants to sleep in the crack.
Yeah.
So, no more cuddling.
I like falling asleep in the crack. That's nice.
Well, the dogs don't seem to mind.
I fell asleep in the crack once. Remember, I told you that. I fell asleep in the crack.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
If I'm tired enough.
I fell asleep, and then she got up and left.
Well, you
she
can fall off the crack, too.
She moved me off. Woke up naked, thinking, what the hell happened? Yeah.
How many times has that happened to you?
more than a couple times, actually. Craig, layer up there if you're cold, okay?
Yeah. Just get over it and put on another layer.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.